We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
As you watch the eagle react to the storm, there was turbulence there. There was destruction there. And unless he used his wisdom intelligently, the storm could devour him.
Welcome to Soaring with the Eagles. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Today is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
That's what we need to do. We need to get our wings of faith underneath us, the wings of prayer and praise underneath us, and begin to soar with our Heavenly Father. Instead of running in terror, we should stand and soar to the heights of victory. The devil will bring everything he can at us. He will throw everything he can at us. But if you learn to develop your wings of faith, you can soar on the updrafts of the storm. And rather than being afraid of the circumstances of life and the situations that you find yourself in, you will be at peace because there is no fear in him whose mind is stayed on Christ. You see, it's up to you how you react to the storms of life that come your way. It's your decision whether you begin to flee in terror and begin to wring your hands and say, oh, what am I going to do now? Why is this happening to me? We've all been there. Thank God those days are gone. Those days are gone. No longer do we have to flee in terror from the enemy. We can rise to victory. We can rise to our full potential in a spiritual realm that God wants us to dwell in. God is not in favor of his people being taken advantage of by the enemy. As you watch the eagle react to the storm, there was turbulence there. There was destruction there. And unless he used his wisdom intelligently, the storm could devour him. He was the one, through his actions, that kept the storm from devouring him. He knew exactly when to turn. He knew exactly when to rise with the currents of wind and when to fall with the currents of wind. See, he knew what to do. He realized that there was destruction there. He realized that there was a force that could destroy him. But he had the confidence to know what he could do. And see, you and I need to realize the enemy is a force that can destroy us if we allow him to. But if we know what God's word has to say, if we take God's word and we use God's word at the right time, and we use God's word to move this direction and that direction at the right time, we cannot be defeated. We must operate with confidence. That eagle did not go out there to face that storm and to fly around with the attitude, well, I'm going to see if it works. With that kind of attitude, he would have been destroyed. We cannot go out and face the storms and the circumstances of life that come our direction with the attitude, well, I'll try it and see if it works. We must go with a confidence and a boldness that the eagle had. You notice, I said to you, there's two things. He was utterly fearless in the face of the destructive power. We need to learn how to be fearless with God's word in the face of utter destruction. Our problem is that we're always looking for some other way out rather than taking the word of God and facing the issue head on. We get in a financial bind. And we run over to Grandma's house and see what she's got that she can let us have. And Uncle Johnny always good for a 10 spot. Now I tell you what, Aunt Mary has always had a soft pot in her heart for me, and I believe if I go over and butter her up, I'll probably get 50 bucks out of her. Now the reason some of you are laughing is because you've done the same thing I've done. Sometimes that's the easiest way out. But I want to tell you what, you go to the well too often and it's going to dry up. Then what are you going to do? You might as well learn how to use your wings and God's word to bring you out, realizing that He is the supplier of your needs. He will give you what you need. There have been many a times that I have dressed and gone to Rhema Training Center in the early days when we first started it. I had on the best suit I had on my tie. I looked like I could buy the world. And all the way there, I'm thanking God for $2 so I can buy me some French fries, a hamburger, and a Coke for lunch. Because I have nothing in my pocket but my car keys and my driver's license. That's it. Period. No hide money. How many of you men know about hide money? You ladies got hide money too. In cookie jars and sugar bowls, in the recipe box. Y'all just know where ours is at and you come and get it. We can't ever find yours. You move it around on us. Nothing. I have been there. When there is nothing in nowhere, no, nothing. If I wanted a cup of coffee, if I wanted a Coke, I had to learn how to face the storm and believe God. In those situations, you can become discouraged. You can become downcast. And lose your victory. Or you can stand your ground and face the storm and say, I believe God. As Paul faced the storm on that ship and said, I believe God even as He told me. I stand here boldly and say, I believe God even as the word has said. I believe it. That settles it. Now, somebody said that's a very simplistic philosophy. It may be, but I'm going to tell you something. It works. And you don't need to fix it if it's not broke. Well, we need to be a little more uptown with that. That's a very simplistic philosophy for such a technological age. I don't know about you. We can have all the technology we want, and I thank God for it, and I thank God for every advantage that we have from our technology that we've learned. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm not about to try to invent something when God has already said. See, the problem is too many people, they don't believe it. He said here, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the Creator. He will not grow. He, talking about God now. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. These items are for the special price of only $33.90. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
I hope you got a hold of what I was talking about. Does the devil know your name? Now, how does he get to know your name? That's by you accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you've never accepted Him as your personal Savior, or maybe you know what it is to serve God, but you have gone back and you need to come and rededicate your life to God, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Repeat it after me with Miss Lynette. Say this, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
You said in your holy word.
You said in your holy word.
That if I would confess Jesus as Lord.
That if I would confess Jesus as Lord.
And believe in my heart.
And believe in my heart.
That God had raised Him from the dead.
That God had raised Him from the dead.
I would be saved.
I would be saved.
I thank you now.
I thank you now.
That I'm a new person in Christ Jesus.
That I'm a new person in Christ Jesus.
Because I confessed it with my mouth.
Because I confessed it with my mouth.
And I believe it in my heart.
And I believe in my heart.
I thank you for it.
I thank you for it.
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that prayer with us, I would like to know about it. So you can go to your whatever device you have there, computer, iPad, phone, and email me at testimony@rhema.org. I'm expecting to hear from you. God bless you as you walk with God.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.